The 15th century Dominican painter Fra Angelico depicted today's gospel story of the Annunciation. The painting, known as the Annunciation of Cortona, offers a very telling commentary on today's gospel about Gabriel's visit to Mary of Nazareth. It is filled with symbols of sacred history. One striking element is that the artist linked Mary and the angel by writing the words of their conversation in the space between them. The angel's declaration that the Holy Spirit will come upon her is straightforward. But her response, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word," is written upside down and backward. Whatever Fra Angelico's intent, that depiction portrays something fundamental about the implications of the human response to God's invitation. Gabriel's message to Mary was anything but expected or predictable. The gospel tells us nothing of Mary's background or personality, not one word about her piety or righteousness. We know nothing more than that she was a young woman engaged to a man named Joseph and living in a little-known town 90 miles from Jerusalem. The only thing that singles her out is that God is with her, that she had found favor in God's sight. It was all God's doing. What then was Mary's role? It is as simple and profound as the Latin word fiat. May it be done. That is the same word we find in the first chapter of Genesis, when God creates the world. Let there be light. Here we have Mary echoing the creative word of God, making possible what had never happened before. And yet, the dialogue Luke provides shows that Mary did not consider herself capable of carrying out the angel's prediction. Only after hearing that God would overshadow her and the Holy Spirit come upon her did she pronounce her fiat. She spoke not from a position of ability, but availability. In the painting, Fra Angelico depicts the effect of all this would have on her life by painting her words upside down and backwards. For the moment, Mary spoke those words, her life was irrevocably changed. She had given herself over to God's design in a way that no other person had ever been asked to do. Her very life was turned upside down. Here we have the crux of today's reading. God invites humanity to be available. We are to cultivate our attentiveness and generosity so that God can hear well and be open so that we can hear well and be open to what God hopes to do through us. Even though it may seem unimaginable, much less fit our plans, in the first reading from the book of Samuel, King David conceived the idea to build a temple. It sounds like a great plan, a generous act. And the prophet Nathanael tells him to do it. But Nathanael, after an encounter with God, returns to tell David that God does not want him to build a temple. David's plan was a great one, but that was the problem. It was his plan, not God's. David had to abandon his plan for God's earthly dwelling because it was not big enough. God could not be confined in a structure of stone and cedar. The God who had accompanied Israel through the Exodus willed to remain present through living people, through any who would hear the word of God and say, fiat. What do these readings say to us as we prepare for Christmas? Both of them remind us of God's desire to dwell in the midst of humanity. They speak of being open to God's unforeseeable plans. Contemplating Mary and David, the young maiden and the powerful king, we see that the key to discipleship, the essence of being servants of God, lies very little in the plans we make or the gifts we would give to God. The message for us, as for Mary, is that God continues to want to do what he has never done before. And that can happen only to the extent that we are willing to listen to the unexpected and put our very selves at the disposal of God's plans. Then we can pray the prayer of Mary, very likely taught to Jesus. Thy will be done.